up here and help you. Oh boy, that coolant is so much nicer. Okay. Okay, here we go.
Now wait a minute, let me get a little further away from it in case it springs off there.
You're doing pretty well with it.
Yeah, I already picked up a rock to see if it's possible.
Yeah, I saw you can take.
Although you gotta maintain your CG.
Okay.
Okay. Buddy, you copying all this?
We sure are. We're all ears. Sure wish we had the TV.
We're all ears.
Okay.
We have the TV.
Now, we'll get it for you in a minute. Sorry about that. Breaks. And a rover is within 2 feet of being on the ground. Audio machine.
I believe we're a little upslope here. I got the feeling if I let go of it, it'll roll under the vehicle.
Yeah, I do too. Okay, there we go, John. It's on the ground, Houston.
Okay.
All right, pull out, Charlie.
Okay.
It's just coming out of mine to get some flattened on 45-degree cable.
Get that dull rear hinge off.
I want to do it. It's pulling on the left-hand side.
I want to make sure about everything.
Yep.
Okay, pull left in, pull rear, pull saddle release, okay? Oh,
just don't know your own strength. Pictures there, you might give me a call and I'll instruct you on some more we like.
Okay. Yeah, LRB check out.
Based on the flight plan, the crew looks to be about 30 minutes away from getting the Lunar Communications Relay unit in operation with the TV going.
personal impression is I'm sitting up higher than this, in this seat right now than I did in that 160 rig that we made. It believes this thing.
I understand.
Yeah.
Okay, Tony, I'm going to be about 60, 30, make it 20 meters behind. Between the minus Y, the plus Y, and the minus Z, I can't, if I get right at the sex bay, I'm in that big hole.
Okay, that's
okay,
fine.
Houston. The amp hours on number one say 125, and the amp hours on number two are all scale low. And the volts on number one are 85, and the volts on number two are off scale low.
Yeah, I lost that battery.
No, it ain't reading if we have it. Maybe we lost the and the of course the forward and rear motor temperatures are off scale low, and
okay, and we'd like you to take pictures of the ablative paint, Charlie.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll do it at F8 at about 15 feet.
Okay, we'd like F8 at 250,
okay.
And F11 at 250 of all of the ablative surfaces.
Okay.
Okay.
Tony, you can see the striations caused by the descent plume. It's running, John.
Look at it go, would you, Charlie?
You got all your steering. It's great.
Oh, this is going to be some kind of different ride.
Okay, and when you're over the S-band, we have a couple of more pictures of that one.
I just got it, Tony.
Okay, there's a particular surface on it we're interested in.
Stand by. Okay, just a minute.
He shot through a few of these little craters here, Charlie. You know, it's hard to get to where you are from here.
Okay, the ablative paint surfaces, there were only two, and it's the two above the acid tank.
Dylan, you were coming absolutely straight down when you hit.
Okay, Tony, go ahead with the yes band.
Okay, we want you to take a picture of the white side of the yoke. The yoke has a black side and a white side. And on the white side, we want at 250th, F5.6, F8, and F11.
Okay, I got the F8 and F11. I'll do the 5.6.
Good show.
Yeah.
Don, you sure doing slow.
Yeah, the wheels are skidding, Charlie.
Okay, your rear steering's off.
Huh?
You don't have any rear steering.
Then what the problem is? Yeah, I thought you said both steerings would work.
It looked like it to me, but it's not there.
Why
is that
working?
We don't
have a battery.
Huh?
Huh? Dip into the other battery.
How's it
doing now?
No. Front's working, but the rear's not.
Then let's just check bus D and bus D. And we don't. Do you want to go to primary? Does that make any difference?
No. Rear steering's not working.
Okay. I'm going to park it anyway. I can't troubleshoot it there.
Okay, can you That's a good position. Okay, Tony, the rear steering is not working.
Okay, we copy that.
Okay, we copy that.
Taped down for the rear.